This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
This is Limia Plus Plus, hosted by your poetry man, Mel B. Libre.
Thank you.
poetry is an art form of weaving words that evoke emotions and experiences. Limya Plus Plus presents the works of individuals through Limya, a poem consisting of 5 lines with limited syllables, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, plus other literary stuff, plus song poems. Join us for half an hour. I'm your host, Mel B. Libre. Welcome. In this episode, our theme is Outstanding Limyas in 2025, Part 3, plus 2 Limyas from Daniel Midalye. We've got Favorite Poem of the Week, Invictus, as read by Morgan Freeman, plus a song poem by Golden Lightfoot, and our song poet of the month, Bob Dylan.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some worn victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Why preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates, goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games, hey, you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except you to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. While money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say, okay, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
Lemia Plus Plus, that's our singer poet of the month, Bob Dylan. It's all right, Ma, I'm only bleeding, is a lyrical masterpiece packed with biting social commentary and profound aphorisms. The song's most celebrated lines perfectly capture Dylan's cynicism toward modern hypocrisy and his existential take on life. Like, he's not busy being born, is busy dying, standing as his most quoted truth. I've got Outstanding Lemias shortly.
Thank you.
A limya is a poem consisting of 5 lines with limited syllables. 5, 7, 5, 7, 5. Here's an outstanding limya by Maribel Adelfa A. Navarro Laude. Yesterday I cleaned, dusted here, swept here, wiped there, vacuumed out sorrow, washed away worries and pain, and rinsed out regrets. Outstanding limya by Eugene Torres. People play their games, chasing wins and fleeting scores. Joy and loss collide in the circle of their play. For once, we're children. Two limya contributions by Danielle Midalie. Swooshing over me, hummingbird flaps gracefully. What beauty to see, telling me that harvest time is near, dear farmer. Bass drum hits the chest. Guitar riffs ending with flow. Bodies move freely. Notes stitch strangers together. Pure joy. Band rocking. You just heard 4 limyas, 2 outstanding limyas from Maribel Adelfa Navarro Laudi and Eugene Torres, plus 2 limyas from Danielle Midalie. We've got the favorite poem of the week. It's entitled Invictus by William Henley and read to us by Morgan Freeman.
Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever God there may be for my unconquerable soul. The fell clutch of circumstance, I have not cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody, but unbowed. beyond this place of wrath and tears. The looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how punishment charged the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
That's a favorite poem of the week, Invictus by William Henley, as read to us by Morgan Freeman. And William Henley was an English poet, writer, critic, and editor, and he had one leg. Born in 1849 and died in 1903 at the age of 53. Invictus. I've got more Limya poems by Melby Libre. By Melby Libre, on the theme Wedding. This is the moment that we dreamt of for so long. You, the lovely bride, me, your one and only groom. What a blessed day. Do you hear the bells ringing gleefully today? The bride and the groom have vowed to love each other till death do them part. She answered, "I do." "Woman, will you be the wife of this man before you? He promises to love you. I, your dear husband."
Could tell just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take.
That's Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Limya Plus Plus. Join the Limya movement. Write your Limya. 5 lines, 575 syllables. Submit to mailblibre@gmail.com. And your poem may just make it here. Bye for now. I'm your poetry man, Mel B. Libre. Poetry is life.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.